Here's Pastor Brian as he continues his study on spiritual warfare.
Welcome to the program once again today, and all this week we are focusing on the subject of spiritual warfare. For the last 2 days, we've been focusing in on Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, where Jesus says this, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And if you've listened to the program for the last 2 days, I've brought out the idea that the gates of Hades is not a term to describe Satan and his kingdom, but is actually a reference to the place of death, showing that death itself will not stop the work of the church. Now, this may be the first time that you've heard this, and so I wanted to go through some scriptures and prove the point that the gates of Hades is not in the least a reference to Satan and his kingdom, but is a reference to the place where dead people go, or where you go upon death. And that's the way the scriptures use this term. Now, probably what has brought the misconception on is many of the English translations, instead of translating it in the gates of Hades, it translates it the gates of hell. And so some people have come to the conclusion, well, oh, Satan must be the ruler of hell, and so his kingdom, when it comes against the church, his kingdom will not be able to stop the work of the church and God's will and God's work in and through the life of the church. Now, the problem is, when you translate that phrase hell, it miscommunicates something. The problem is that, first of all, you have to analyze the idea that Satan is the ruler of hell. Nowhere does the Bible say that. The Bible says he's going to be confined there, and he will himself suffer eternal punishment there. He will not be the ruler of hell, nor is he today. And again, it's just a misunderstanding of hell. Second of all, we need to look at the three different words that are used as a reference to hell in the Bible. There's one in the Old Testament, the Hebrew term called Sheol, and then there's two in the New Testament that are often translated hell in English, the Greek term Hades and Gehenna. And it's important to understand when each one is used and what they mean. So the Hebrew term Sheol in the Old Testament occurs 65 times and is translated grave, hell, pit, and then directly referred to as Sheol. And so if you would study the passages that relate to Sheol, you would find that it's used in a variety of ways. It may refer to the grave, as in Job 17:13, Psalm 16, verse 10, and Isaiah 38:10, or it may refer to the place of the dead where both good and bad people go upon death. And this is seen in Genesis 37, verse 35, also chapter 42, verse 38, and 44:29, as well as in Psalm 55, verse 15, and Proverbs 9, verse 18, as well as other places. Also, the scriptures in the Old Testament say that believers will be rescued from Sheol, and that's found in Psalm 16, verses 9 through 11, as well as Psalm 49, verse 15. As we could see, the term Sheol is used in a variety of ways. It could either refer to the direct grave or that place where departed people go, both good and bad, upon death. Another way the term Sheol is used, it's a place the wicked go upon death. And that's found in Job 21, verse 13, as well as Psalm 9, verse 17, and 55, verse 15, and a number of other places. So what we see, the term Sheol is a broad term that refers either to the grave itself. It's a place where believers will be rescued from, as well as a place that good and bad people go upon death. So it's a broad term that's found in the Old Testament, and the context needs to determine the meaning. But the key is that the term Sheol is used in the Old Testament because it's a Hebrew term. But then when we come to the New Testament, the term Hades is used because that is a Greek word. And it is interesting that in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the word Sheol, when it was translated, was almost always translated by Hades, showing that it's trying to communicate the same thing. So when we come to the New Testament and we see the word Hades, then we need to realize that it's that place of the grave or the place where departed people, it's the place where the person's spirit goes upon death. So we need to be aware of that. The problem in the English translation sometimes is it translates the word Hades as hell, as well as the next word that we'll look at, Gehenna, as hell as well, but they're actually two different places. But focusing on Hades, it is used 10 times in the New Testament. It is primarily used to describe a place of punishment where the unbelievers go, or the state of death where all go when they die. Up to the point of Jesus Christ, Hades was divided into two compartments, as we see in Luke chapter 16 in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man went to the place of torment and Lazarus went to that place of comfort. Now, when Jesus rose from the dead, the Bible says that he took those that were held captive by death with him. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 describe this. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascended, what does it mean that he first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And so when he descended into the lower parts of the earth, that was that place called Hades, where it was divided into compartments. And when he rose, he led captivity captive, or led those that were held captive by Hades or by death, and brought them into his very presence. And so now what happens upon the believer's death is they go directly to be in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. The unbeliever goes into that place still called Hades, that place of torments. And so when we come to Matthew 16 and he says the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, we need to understand it in light of what the term means. The gates of Hades is a reference to death, and death itself will not stop the work and power of the church. Now there's one other word in the New Testament that unfortunately is also translated hell, and that is the Greek term Gehenna. And this term occurs 12 times in the New Testament and is used to describe the place of eternal punishment. It's from the Hebrew word Gehinnom, which is referring to the Valley of Hinnom in the Old Testament that ran on the south and east sides of Jerusalem. And there in its setting, what was happening with the nation of Israel, they worshiped a god by the name of Molech, who called upon them to sacrifice their own children in the fire. And the Israelites did this, as described in 2 Kings chapter 16 and 17. What eventually became the place that was the garbage dump, and all the trash was thrown there, as well as all the dead bodies of animals and criminals were burned there. And so that was a symbol that Jesus used, that place, this valley, where it was always burning with fire and bodies were thrown in there. That would be a place of eternal punishment. And this we find described in Mark chapter 9 and verse 43. He says, and if your hand makes you sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go to hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. So here in the English, it uses the word hell, but it's actually the translation of the word Gehenna, which is the eternal place of punishment. That's why the New King James in Matthew 16, verse 18, translates it as the gates of Hades, to make a distinction between the temporary place where the unbelievers now go, where Jesus said that even the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. So we need to understand the distinction between the three terms. Sheol is the term that's used in the Old Testament and is a broad term. Hades is the term that's used in Greek that is used to describe now where the unbelievers go and are held until they're eventually thrown into Gehenna or the lake of fire. And Jesus in Matthew 16 did not use the word hell prevailing against the church. He used the term Hades. As I said, that word is used 10 times in the New Testament. And if you look at all those references, which are Matthew 11:23, Luke 10 verse 15, Luke 16 verse 23, Matthew 16 verse 18, Acts 2:27, Acts 2:31, Revelation 1:18, Revelation 6:8, Revelation 20 verse 13, and Revelation 20 verse 14, in none of those places, including Matthew 16 verse 18, is the gates of Hades or Hades a term for hell and Satan's kingdom. Satan does not rule hell. It is not his kingdom. It's a place where he will suffer eternal punishment. So we need to understand this phrase in light of the way the New Testament uses it, as well as the way Jesus used it in the context. So that passage is not directing us in the area of spiritual warfare, of binding and loosing the devil or loosing the Holy Spirit, but it's in reference to anything that will come against the church. It'll not be able to stop even death itself, because we'll then be raised to be in the presence of the Lord immediately. And in reference to Satan's kingdom, Paul says this in Colossians 2, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And so we've been delivered out of that kingdom through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's where our victory was brought, because he's delivered us from that power. And that power was broken at the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where the Bible says we actually identify ourselves with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. So we've been taken out of that kingdom. Now we're in the kingdom of the Son of his love. And no one's going to be able to stop that kingdom, because that kingdom is an eternal one. It's a spiritual one where God is in charge, and even death itself cannot harm that kingdom, stop it, resist it in any fashion. Because when we die, we go right on into the presence of the Lord. So I pray that you would relook at some of the scriptures that we've analyzed in understanding that the gates of Hades is not a reference to Satan's kingdom, but is a reference to death, and death itself will not stop the church. To me, that's good news, and probably it's even greater news to those believers around the world that literally put their life on the line, where they literally are persecuted and martyred for their faith, that that's not going to stop the work of God in their lives or through them or through the church. The church will assemble in heaven and have an incredible worship service there to worship and praise God throughout all eternity. To me, that is a message of victory. I pray that you would study the Word of God as we have analyzed several scriptures today. And the bottom line is, I'm no final authority. The Word of God is the final authority, where we all must return to and say, what does the Scripture say? And I pray that you would be involved in that process and God would help you in that process.